Think Again with Borderlands Cooperative.
Join us for critical conversations about things that matter.
Every Friday at 10 a.m. on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial.
And on 3CR Digital and streaming live at 3cr.org.au.
So together, let's think again about important matters affecting us, like economics,
politics,
education,
health,
climate,
and what we can do about it all.
Welcome to our 305th program of Think Again. As usual, we're broadcasting from the 3CR studio on the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Think Again is a program of Borderlands Cooperative, an organisation working for social and ecological change for nearly 30 years. I'm Jennifer Burrell, your host today. We're without Jacques today, but we are joined on the phone by two wonderful women from Timor-Leste, who work with Expand Foundation, that's X-P-A-N-D Foundation. Specifically, they work with Foundation Rai Matak, I hope I've pronounced that the right way, and with the other project or initiative is with One Seed Foundation. Expand Foundation is a really interesting organisation establishing or helping to establish social enterprises that combine ecological sustainability with thriving local communities and the health and well-being of people and of communities. This combination of ecology, economy and social well-being was a cornerstone of our own Borderlands Cooperative from the start in the 90s. But way back then, it wasn't so fashionable here and people often didn't really see the connections. So if you were interested in, for example, if you were interested in the environment, you didn't necessarily see the relevance of community connections or community development. So of course, we see Expand Foundation's work as highly enlightened and progressive, and it's evidently doing great work on the ground. For example, in one project, farming communities in Timor-Leste are supported to plant trees from which they get carbon credits and that in turn are used to build local economies and fund social enterprises, funding things like education and training in agroforestry and permaculture. But I should leave it to our guests today to talk about this. After that long introduction, welcome to the program, Cecilia Pinero and Eni Guzma.
Hi Jennifer, it's Cecilia speaking. Thank you for having us in your fantastic program.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to have you on board.
Hi Jennifer, thank you very much for having us. I'm Eni Guzma from Bagia Bacau, Timor-Leste.
Wonderful. Thank you, Cecilia and Eni. And I think just for our listeners, I've spoken to Cecilia Eni beforehand, and I said your voices are very similar, so perhaps when you're speaking, tell us who's speaking. So thank you for that. That was very clear. So firstly, to create some context, can you tell us a bit about Timor-Leste, its population and size and the situation and economy and the situation of the people in Timor-Leste, including any challenges or strengths?
Oh, well, thank you for asking about this. It's Cecilia speaking, and I'm really proud to talk about my country here. Mm. So Timor-Leste, also known as East Timor, it's a small island nation located in Southeast Asia, actually just north of Australia. We share the island of Timor with Indonesia, and we've become an independent nation back in 2002. So our population now is just over 1.3 million of people, with most living in rural areas and rely on agriculture and like farming and fishing to support their families. So talking about the challenges, one of the main challenges that we face here is poverty. Like many people still lack for access to basic services like healthcare, quality education, and regular income as well. And regarding the infrastructure, it's still developing. And also youth unemployment is quite high here. But at the same time, Timor-Leste also has a great strength. Like here, Timor-Leste is also a democratic country with strong cultural identity and a deep respect of tradition and a strong community values. And people here are incredibly resilient, generous, and proud of their land. And we're also rich in natural resources, like not just oil and gas, but also forests, mountains, and fertile soil, and so many beautiful places to visit as well. So gradually, Timorese people are becoming aware of how important it is to protect these resources, so especially as we face climate change. That's why programs to support rural communities and environmental sustainability, like the one that we work with Expan Foundation, this is also important for the country's future. So I think this is a short information about Timor-Leste that so far I could share with you.
Thank you. That's a really lovely and succinct and very descriptive description. And it's obviously evident our government could learn a lot from your government too around the importance of ecological sustainability. And I guess one thing I noticed researching for this program, which I hadn't realised how close Timor-Leste is to Australia, I think it's about a bit over 600K northwest of Darwin, which is incredibly close. So it's good, you know, with all the, you know, the terrible things happening in the world, for example, Gaza, which we do need to be involved in, it's also good to remember about our near neighbours and our regional neighbours like Timor-Leste. And we do have close trade and political ties too, of course. So thanks so much for coming on the program again, and thanks for describing a little bit about Timor-Leste as well. So moving on to Expand Foundation, can you tell us why Expand Foundation was set up, and perhaps, you know, you could touch on why your particular projects were set up?
Thank you. This is Annie speaking. Expand Foundation was established by Andrew Maha after spending 25 years he working at Info Exchange. Then Andrew Mahar set up to work on environmental, economic, and social justice in communities that had human capacity but lacked the economic ability to build a future. So Bagia is such a community, smart, bright people, but little economic power. So then come the idea, it is this program, it is for people, the planet, and prosperity. And it was to assist with the setting up village-based economies, empower the people to run them. So Expand Foundation was set up to be small, agile, and build communities to the point where Expand can withdraw and those communities will be able to take over full management. Thank you.
And I guess when you say communities can take over, that really underlines the importance of projects being community-led. You know, you don't want outsiders to come in and tell local people what to do. They need to be, the community needs to be involved in and leading their own projects.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So to be detailed, so now Expand Foundation support us to take responsibility how to run, how to manage, and how to take a full responsibility in all the work that we are doing. And with the principle that this program from Timorans to Timorans.
So I guess it would be great now to hear more about the specific work that you're both involved in, Cecilia and Annie. Can you tell us about the work you do in association with Expand Foundation and the organisations or projects it supports, and what motivated you to get involved, I guess?
Thank you for asking this. It's Cecilia speaking now. So I want to share with you my part working with Expand Foundation and Rimatak. So I work at with Expand Foundation and Foundation Rimatak as data quality coordinator. So my role is to make sure that the data we collect in the field, like tree planting records, farm details and farm boundaries, is accurate and well organized. And this data is important because it helps to show the real impact of the program. And it also helps to build the trust with the communities, partners, and supporters. When I joined, I started to really understand how a project connects environmental protection with real benefits for rural families. So one of the main goals of Rematec is reforestation and afforestation, but it's also about universal education and economic participation. Mm-hmm. So I've seen how farmers use the payment, use the incentives they receive from planting and maintaining trees alive to send their children go to school or buy their daily necessities. Mm-hmm. And become a financial support, and the project is helping change mindsets as well. So people are starting to think more about the actions and affect the environment and their communities. Like for me personally, it's very meaningful. So I feel proud that I'm contributing to something positive to my country here in Timor-Leste, but also for the environment globally. So it's a reminder that even small actions in rural areas can be part of big climate solutions. So working with the Expand Foundation has also had a big impact on me and my other workmates, Timorese staff. So actually we received a lot of support and training, which has helped us go in professionally and feel more confident in our roles. So every year Expand Foundation organized agroforestry training for farmers. So they deliver training not just for we as a staff, but also to our farmers as well. So deliver both the agroforestry training sometimes is running by the local expertise and also international expertise, like including master tree growers from Australia. So this training empowers farmers with knowledge and skills, and they also help build stronger and more resilient communities. So I'm really grateful to be part of the team that works side by side with local people and build a more sustainable future.
Yeah, and I think you highlighted something too there, that as well as combining really helping with local economies and the environment, it's also really enriching for the people who are involved in these projects and like you and can witness and experience the good that that their own work is doing. And Annie, so perhaps you'd like to talk a bit about what you're involved in.
This is Annie speaking now.
Yes.
The work that we did with Expand Foundation is regarding the agroforestry program. So I work with them for over 10 years through With One Seed or Homusang Ida program and Rematak program. And I got motivated to join these programs because when I was young, I wanted to become a geologist, but that time I can't get that opportunity. And in another part, I also have a passion to work in the community base. So yeah, that time I decided to join the With One Seed or Homusang Ida program. And in the first place, I joined With One Seed program, voluntarily for 3 months, and I got contract to be part of this organization. So now when I join, I work as an admin officer and I become a finance officer, and now I am a team leader in the With One Seed organization or With One Seed Foundation.
Sorry, Annie, can I just check with you? So the program you're talking about, is that the one where trees are planted and then the carbon credits go back to the local economy and the people in the local economy?
Yes. So before we get to the local economy that built in my community, Expand Foundation is not only support us like with the funds, but they did the capacity building and offer opportunity to learn and practice with technology and language, mm-hmm. but also to help us to set up the social enterprise, farmer cooperatives, solar lighting, and more of that. So in the first place, we did the agroforestry program.
Mm-hmm.
And starting from that, Expand Foundation have a good commitment to train the local people in here to be part of the Weed One Seed program, to run the agroforestry program in carbon farming that now every year we do the tree counting, and then we got the audit, and then we certified and selling our carbon, and those incomes come to back to the community. So from the income that we got or the funds, 80% is go back to the community. And then we do the farmers payment every year, the 50 cent for the incentive to look after the trees for the farmers. And also there is another part of things such as the community funds where we support a small bridge, road, water tank, water installations, and also set up the community center in Bagia. So Bagia is a very small community in Timor-Leste. It's in very rural area. So Expand Foundation have a very good commitment to help those kind of community in Timor-Leste.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for both of you being so eloquent and explaining your projects and the value of your projects. I'll just remind our listeners, you're listening to Think Again, 3CR 855 AM on your dial, 3CR digital and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Today I have on the line two wonderful women working with projects associated with and supported by Expand Foundation in Timor-Leste, an organisation that fosters social enterprises that support people and communities in combination with local economies and environmental sustainability. Before the break, Cecilia Pinedo and Eni Guzma were describing their own involvement in this work. So next, Cecilia and Eni, can you give examples of how your projects have affected people on the ground or community or their communities?
Thank you. This is Eni speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Through Weed One Seed or Homosang in the program that gets supported by Expand Foundation in Australia, in the beginning, we only have one staff that working voluntarily in this program. But from that until now, we have 45 staff and all local people from Bagia. The big impact that I see in this program is not like other program that employ people based on their specific background, but this program is giving opportunity to the people who have a commitment to learn, work, and serve their community. So all the 45 staff is not coming from the agroforestry specialist or finance expert, but all the staff who joined this program is we didn't have enough knowledge about technology or how to speak English, but then we came together in these organizations and Expand Foundation helped us to train, help and support us to learn new things, such as how to use technology for mapping, tree counting or monitoring trees, and also recorded of our expenses through the system. A part of that, they also help us to build the self-confidence and self-development for everyone who joined this program. Even like we live in a rural area up in the mountain, but we still access to the opportunity to use technology. I can see that Expand Foundation have a very good or great commitment since 15 years ago from Andrew Mahar as a CEO and now Amy Stevenson as a CEO to build a Bagia community in economic, education and environmental context. So this program is also to put earn a dollar in people's pocket to make a decision by themselves. Mm. So the things that affected the community, the real example of the benefit that I get through this program is when I first joined the program back 2015. I didn't have confidence to speak in front of people. My English was very poor, but Mount Andrew and Manalia pushed me through it. And today I'm learning that sometimes we need to come out from our comfort zones to learn and add new colors in our life. Mm. So I became today is all from the huge support that I got through with Red Seed program, which is get big support from Expand Foundation.
Mm. And I must say, I hadn't really assumed that English wasn't your first language. So, you know, it's obviously been a very enriching and successful education process. So thank you. Yes. And I think So Cecilia, did you want to talk a bit about that as well?
Yeah, sure. I want to talk about the impacts of the program for the local people in rural areas. So here I want to talk about the Rematak program. So Rematak is in Tetun language, but in English means green land.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tree planting program. So actually before the Rematak program started here in Timor-Leste, especially in rural areas, a lot of families were really struggling, not just with the poverty, but also because of the climate change. So farmers were facing long dry seasons, unpredictable rain, landslides, and poor soils. So it was things that makes hard for them to manage the land, grow enough food, and earn stable income.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Timor-Leste, like many, most of people depended only on farming. And when the weather didn't support them, life became even harder. So last year, I have a chance to travel to different areas in Timor-Leste, like Los Palos, Bocao, Likisay, and Covalima for farmer payments events in Rematak program. So it was such a meaningful experience, not just because we were getting we were giving out the payments, but because we heard so many honest and personal stories from each farmer. So I remember one farmer from Covalima said something like makes me like I will never forget it. So he told us, like, when we sell our vegetables in the local market, we don't know if people will buy. Even earning $1 in a day was a big help. But with this tree planting program, we know our efforts will bring something back, and it helps our land and it helps our family. So that's a really touch for me. That's really to me because it shows how the program is giving people more confidence and security. So now with Rematak, farmers are planting trees alongside their crops. They're seeing their land improve. The soil is healthier. Erosion is also reduced. Mm. And some water resources are starting to return. So, and every year they receive incentive payments for the trees they're growing and taking care of. That extra income helps with the school fees, food, farming tools, and at the same time, they're doing something good for the environment. So for me, it's like it's not just a project, but it's changing the way people think, like, and giving them real long-term hope. Like, for me, it's really inspiring to be part of that journey, and it was done by the great organizations like Foundation Rematak and Foundation Expand Foundation as well. Mm. So this is the beautiful thing I want to share with you here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And it's obviously been some really fruitful collaboration. And I really noticed the phrase you used is hope for the future, hope into the future. And isn't that a gift everyone would be happy to share? So thank you so much for explaining that. And the time is going so quickly. I have one final question. Is there any way that listeners can support your work in Timor-Leste?
This is Annie speaking. So yes, you can support like every organizations. We need like each other's support. So you can support through philanthropic to expand the program into other municipalities. But also there is a way through making a financial donation through the Australia Communities Foundation and the Widwen Seed Sub Fund. And you can go to the widwenseed.org.a donation page. Then you can click the button called donate. And also, please go and visit our website to learn more about our work and reach out if you have any support, like training or in social enterprise, forestry, agriculture, and any idea that you can you see that can benefit for the communities, and it's got directly to the communities. And yeah, we are welcome to have everyone here.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Annie. And if you send me maybe the link for donations, I'll put that on our program page as well as the Expand Foundation website. I'll put that on our program page as well for people who want to learn more about it. So thanks so much for coming on the program, both of you, Cecilia Pinero and Annie Guzma, and especially for being on the line from Timor-Leste in your very busy schedules. And thanks for the great work you're doing with Expand Foundation and the associated organisations and projects that you talked about. And thanks for your contributions for the benefit of local communities and economies in Timor-Leste and the natural environment. And I guess, finally, thank you for sharing that with us and being so inspiring and sharing your wonderful ideas for how we can together craft a better future for all of us.
Thank you for having us, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So on to our community announcements. I would like to remind listeners of the Regenerating Communities Community Development Conference coming up in October, based at Borderlands. So that's the 16th to the 18th of October at Borderlands, based at Borderlands Cooperative in Footscray, which is the west of the Melbourne CBD. And I will put the link to that on our program page, but I'll just read a little bit because it's so relevant to today's program from the website for the conference. Why is this conference necessary? Because in a time of intersecting crises, ecological collapse, political discord, rising inequality and increasing social disconnection, community development is more critical than ever. The dominant systems of late-stage capitalism push top-down solutions that sideline genuine participation. Meanwhile, communities face relentless challenges, cost of living pressures, attacks on diversity and inclusion, amplified anxieties and growing isolation. But alongside these struggles, we see resistance, solidarity and renewed efforts to rebuild relationships, reclaim agency and care for one another and the natural world. This gathering is about strengthening that hope. It's a space for deep conversations, radical ideas and meaningful connections. A space for regeneration. So thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Think Again live on 3CR Community Radio today. And if you want to hear more about cooperatives in Timor-Leste, you can also listen to Jacques' interview about women's weaver cooperatives in Timor-Leste, which he conducted in September 2024. So that would be available on our website also and on podcast platforms. And as I guess mentioned, our programs are available by podcast on a variety of platforms and on the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au. The next program coming up is Jailbreak, which provides a platform for our brothers and sisters in prison. To end our program today, please enjoy Milku Mana by King Stingray. Milku Mana!
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.